If you've been in a manager or assistant director level role for a few years now, and you have either been trying to get promoted to a director level role, or you're just now ready to position yourself to be promoted to a director level role, then this episode is for you. Because in this episode, I'm talking about the broken rung that keeps a lot of women, especially women of color, stuck in middle management. And I'm sharing specific ways for you to position yourself for a director level role within the next 6 months. Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for professional women ready to leave miserable jobs, stop being overlooked, and land higher paying roles they're excited about without compromising who they are. I'm Dr. Tega Edwin, a career counselor and coach who went from feeling unfulfilled and stuck at work to thriving in a career I've loved for over 10 years. Along the way, the professional awards, $3 million federal grant, and textbook I wrote are some evidence of the impact I've been able to have, all while building a coaching business to help women like you find fulfillment and have impact in their careers. Inside my programs, Find Your Fulfilling Career and Next Level Career, I guide women to clarify their path, land dream jobs, and negotiate salary increases with faith and confidence. Whether you're ready to leave a soul-sucking job or advance into your next level role, you're in the right place. Together, we'll uncover what's holding you back and help you step confidently into the career and life God has for you. Let's dive in. Hello, wonderful listener. Welcome back to another episode of the Fulfilling Career Podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about how to position yourself for a director role if you are currently a manager and have been in management for a while. So specifically, I'm thinking of if you have been maybe working as a manager or even an assistant director for over 5 years now, and you're probably already doing the work of a director, you're managing teams, you're leading projects, you're influencing company outcomes. But when you apply for director roles, it's not working out either. If it's internal and you're asking to get promoted, you're getting passed over. Or maybe when you're applying externally, you get the sense that, oh, because I haven't had the title before, I'm not getting the job. Or when I go to interview, they tell me, I feel like it was a great interview. They tell me I was a great fit, but they went in a different direction. But then you see people around you with less experience getting promoted into these director level roles, increasing their salaries by 40, 50, 60K. It can feel very frustrating to be in that situation because you know you can do the job. Like, you are already doing the job, but it just feels like the leaders and the decision makers aren't seeing your capabilities or your ability to operate at that higher level, at that next level in your career. And there's probably a small part of it. I think of one of my clients, a small part of you that's thinking, you know, do I need an MBA? Do I need more experience? Do I need another degree? No, you don't. You don't. Okay. And I'm saying that because you have to realize that, first of all, there is a representation gap when we look at leadership roles in the United States. So I don't know if you know this, but I want to share some data with you to kind of set the scene. When we think about just regular management positions, women hold approximately about 40% of managerial roles, even though they're about 47 to 50% of the overall workforce. So there are more women working than are in those managerial roles. When you compare the number of managers to total number of women who are working, it's not commensurate. And then when we start going to those director level roles at the senior leadership, that representation of women in senior leadership roles drops to about 36%. And we see that as we go higher up, that number goes down. So women are only about 28% of senior vice president roles and only about 29% of C-suite roles. And that underrepresentation is even more highlighted when we think about Black and brown women. So for instance, I know back in 2021, I don't know what the data is now, but I should probably check. Back in 2021, white women specifically held about 32.6% of the managerial positions in the US, and Black women only held 4.3%. 32% to 4.3%. So I just want to highlight that because I think a lot of times as women, it is so easy to default when you are trying to get promoted to a higher level and it's not working out. It's so easy to default to self-blame. I'm not good enough. I need more. I need to do better. I need to work harder. Meanwhile, if you're in the US, you are operating in a system that wasn't built for you. You are operating in a system that wasn't built for you to shine, to advance, to grow, to be in leadership. If you are a Black woman or a brown woman, so I think Hispanic, Asian, you know, Native American, whatever it may be, like if you are a woman of color, those systems are even more built to oppress you and keep you from advancing in your career. Like, let's just call a spade a spade. And so if you default to, you know, I'm the problem, I need to work harder, you are totally ignoring the fact that no matter how hard you work, you are in a system that you have to learn how to navigate if you are trying to advance into a director level role or a leadership role. And that's just systemically when we think of race, gender. Not to mention that when it comes to actually job searching and marketing yourself and positioning yourself for these director level roles, there is an art to the process. And I'm saying this because I recently was just, and I'll publish this episode probably in the next couple of weeks, but I spoke to one of the clients that I've finished working with in my one-on-one coaching partnership, Next Level Career, Courtney, and we recorded a podcast episode together, and we talked about her journey to landing, you know, a higher level role, salary increase. And one thing she talked about how coaching was so helpful for her was that she learned the art of job searching. So the art of networking, the art of resume, the art of interviewing. And I had never heard anyone put it that way before. I'm going to talk about that in the episode. But I realized that it's so true because it's not just, hey, here's a resume, submit it. No, there is an art to it, an art to the words you use, the way you show up. So here you are trying to navigate the systemic issues of being a woman of color in a system that wasn't built for you. And then we add on top of that the fact that you now have to even learn the skill set of speaking the language and marketing yourself to land that role. It's a lot. It's a lot. And then if you are already at that manager, assistant director level, and you've been there for over 5 years, you have probably fallen prey to what we know as the broken rung phenomenon. So if you've never heard this phrase before, broken rung, so think about a ladder. You know how ladders have rungs that you climb up? So for women, there's this idea that one of those rungs right in the middle is broken. And so because it's broken, you can't take purchase, you can't hold on to it to keep climbing higher. And the reason why this concept was developed was we know that for every 100 men who are promoted from just entry level to manager, only 81 women are also promoted. And that is mostly white women. For Black women, only about 54 Black women are promoted for every 100 men who are promoted. And so imagine that if from entry level to manager, there's already like this 50% cut that has happened, then even less women are in the pipeline to go to director, VP, C-suite, executive level roles, because there's this gap in the middle that keeps you from climbing higher. And so what we see often is that even when you hit that middle level point, a lot of women stall in their careers at that point. We see things happening like there's a performance bias where women are more likely to be evaluated based on what they have already accomplished, while men get the benefit of being evaluated based on their potential. So for a woman, like, you have to be able in most organizations, and I'm talking about the system that we operate in. Are there some organizations that are great? Yes, we're not talking about those right now. We're talking about how do you navigate the system as a whole. For a woman, you have to be able to articulate what you have accomplished, the impact you have had, what has happened, not just fluff of what you can do in the future. And so that affects your ability to get promoted. There's also leadership stereotypes where we know that to be a great leader, you often have or are required to have some level of qualities like being assertive, being decisive. And for women, especially Black women, this can be seen as a negative sort of quality to have, where women start being called aggressive, and it undermines people's ability to see you as a woman as being ready for leadership because they think, oh, she's too aggressive, she's too abrasive, da 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 da. And so then you have to, I haven't said that in a while, da 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 da. What was that? But roll with it. But my point is, you know what I'm talking about? These stereotypes that get thrown at you that say that you are not a great leader just because you're a woman showing up in what society will call, I'm doing air quotes here, masculine traits. Meanwhile, there's traits of being a good leader. And then there's the another reason why, like, women get stuck in that, you know, broken rung middle management. A lot of times women take on tasks that, think of it as like the invisible labor. Think about it this way. If you've ever heard of like the invisible labor that women have to deal with at home. Things like, you know, you're thinking about lunch, you're thinking about schedules, you're thinking about games, like all of that. It totally happens at work too. Women are often taking on things like supporting the team, doing mentorship, building culture. Shoot, sometimes in some meetings, they're like, oh, they want you to be the one to take notes. And these are tasks that, yes, move the group forward, but these are not promotion level tasks. These are not promotion level opportunities and accomplishment. And so you're taking on all this invisible labor that is keeping you from being able to show up as that higher level leader that you want to step into, right? Like you are doing all these tasks that are draining you, that are burning you out, that are keeping you, you know, in this rat race burnout cycle and keeping you from actually positioning yourself as a leader. And so these are some things that you might experience that have kept you at that middle management assistant director level for so long, because it's not that you're not qualified for a director role. It's that there might be structural issues where, you know, you're in a system that just wasn't built for you. You're not visible, so people aren't seeing you as a leader. And candidly, you don't know how to talk about yourself as a leader. You are not using language that shows that you're a leader. You are not, remember I talked about you have to show what you have already accomplished. You can't make decision makers read between the lines if you're trying to be a director. You have to clearly articulate why and how and what makes you a director. And this is exactly what I help clients do in my one-on-one coaching partnership, Next Level Career, because I help you see, okay, here is the actual impact that you've had. Like we go through and look at what have you been accomplishing? How have you been operating at a high level for a while now in different roles? And then we use some of things like my skills, tools, outcome framework on your resume to really show how are you making impact? Like we are talking clearly about metrics that you have achieved, whether it's revenue that you've raised, efficiency that you've increased, expenses that you've decreased. Even if you're in a role where you're thinking, you know, I don't, you know, there's just no metrics in my work. No. I know how to find your impact. And once you find that impact, a couple of things happen when I work with my clients. One, you just become confident in yourself. Like you realize, hold up, I am actually super valuable and ready to operate at the higher level. If this organization doesn't see that, that's on them. I'm going to go to a different organization that does. And because you're confident and because you have the language, because I've given you the language, you're interviewing better. Your LinkedIn is going to improve. One of my clients just last week, we redid her LinkedIn profile. The next week, a recruiter reached out to her with the director of operations role, a role that she is dreaming of from just updating her LinkedIn profile. Because I have specific formulas and templates for how do we build a LinkedIn profile that speaks to that higher level work you've been doing and attracts recruiters to want to work with you. And so if you are someone who has been in this middle rung for a while and you want to get promoted to a director level role with a 20 to 50K increase in your salary in the next 6 months, then you should definitely check out my one-on-one coaching, Next Level Career. If you go to privatecareercoaching.com, you can learn more about NLC and how we can work together to get you promoted ASAP. But all that being said, so you're maybe if you have been, you know, again, a manager or assistant director level for, I would say, over 5 years and you want to, right? Let me back up. I haven't said this earlier. This is key. And you want to get promoted to director level because there are some people like you might be at that manager level and you're thinking, I'm good with where I am. I like my work. It's easy. I can coast. I don't want more responsibility. I don't want more impact. I'm good where I am. If that's you, that's perfectly fine. Definitely keep listening because you can learn some things to still advance your career. But I'm thinking of if you have been saying you wanted to get promoted to director level for a while now and it's not working, then this is the episode for you. And I just want to share now some strategies that you can start leveraging now to position yourself for that director level role so that you can land that director level role within the next 6 months, so that you can be positioned and ready to get promoted and advance into your higher level in your career. So the first thing that I want you to think about, and this is the most basic, is stop waiting for permission. A lot of times, a lot of women, and this is something I've seen all the time, is where when you're trying to apply for a job, you might be looking at the responsibilities and you are thinking, oh my gosh, I can't do everything on here. I can't apply yet. So you are waiting to be 100% qualified before you apply for the job. If you're 100% qualified, girl, you are overqualified. Like, the goal is never to be 100% qualified. The goal is to be about 70 to 80% qualified because, one, there needs to be room for growth. Two, when you're fully qualified for a role, a company can look at that and say, oh, this person is going to leave us early, or this person is going to be too expensive, or this person is going to come for a high level role that we're not ready to promote into. So you don't want to be applying for jobs that you're 100% qualified for. And so when you're trying to get promoted, stop waiting to be 100% qualified, stop waiting to feel ready to apply, and realize that you get ready as you go on the journey. You have to apply before you feel ready. Growth happens as you are in the role, as you are applying for the role, as you are talking about your qualifications. And I know that, yes, when you have been turned down, when you have heard no multiple times, it is so easy to start sort of doubting yourself and doubting if you're really qualified for that director level role. But if you have the desire, you probably are qualified. And so stop waiting for permission. Stop waiting for somebody to tell you, hey, you're ready, you should apply. No, you know what you desire. You know what you've achieved in your career. Apply for the role. So that's the first and basic thing, to position yourself for director level role. Stop waiting for permission. Start applying. And then, speaking of applying, you have to stop applying like a manager and start applying like a director. What do I mean? Well, managers talk about tasks. They talk about what they're doing day in and day out. They talk about their responsibilities. They talk about maybe what they're supervising their team to do. Directors talk about outcomes. They talk about alignment with business goals. They talk about cross-functional influence. So how are you working across different teams? Directors talk about navigating direct reports. They talk about being a thought partner and a thought leader for the CEO or the president. Directors talk about vision and strategy. That's what you have to be talking about in your application materials. So where on your resume, your LinkedIn profile, your interview, how are you talking about the big outcomes that you have impacted for the organization, directly or indirectly? Okay. How are you talking about how you are aligning and aware of strategic goals and aligning your work to those strategic goals? How are you talking about how you're doing things that are shaping the company's bottom line? Right? Directors are decision makers and strategic leaders. Meanwhile, managers are tasks and managers, right? Like, they're managing other people. So when you apply for a director role, again, your resume, your LinkedIn, your interviews have to reflect your ability to be a decision maker, a strategic thinker, and not just doing the operational day-to-day work. So to give you an example, what could that sound like? At a manager level, you might be saying, I manage a team of 5 team members. That's it. Manage a team of 5. That doesn't tell us anything about company outcomes. A leader, a director, on the other hand, might say, I led a cross-functional team that increased efficiency by 20% and reduced costs by $500,000. Notice, cross-functional team, increased efficiency, reduced cost. Those are business outcomes. But you have to be able to talk about how you are making shifts for the organization. That's what it means to be a director. So you have to go back. If you've been trying to get a director role and you've been applying and maybe you're getting interviews, but you're not getting the job, or you're not getting interviews, go back and audit your materials. Look at your resume. Look at your cover letter. Look at your LinkedIn. Think about how you have responded to interview questions when you have gotten the interview. Those 4 places, that's where you market yourself for a role. Resume, cover letter, LinkedIn, interview. This is where you're marketing yourself to land the job. Go back and look at those materials and ask yourself, when I look at all the things I did or what I said, do I sound like someone who is making a difference to the organization? Not just to your team, not just to your direct reports, to the organization. If you don't sound like it, that's a big gap, and that's the first fix that you need to make. And if you don't know how to make this shift, again, this is something that I help my clients do in my one-on-one coaching partnership, Next Level Career, because at this point, after working with so many clients, I have formulas that make it so easy to talk about how you are a decision maker and how you are making impact. Okay? So stop waiting for permission. Stop applying like a manager. Start applying like a director. And then when you're applying a job, the third thing I want you to think about is focus on the 3 director metrics. So when you're reviewing job descriptions, because sometimes a job can say it's director level, but when you read it, you'll realize that it's really not director level and they kind of played in your face. And so you're not really getting that promotion. So when you're reviewing job description, look for 3 things. working with senior leadership. So things like, I'm thinking of one of my clients right now who were applying for roles at the director level. We've seen things like a thought leader to the CEO, thought leader to the president, reports directly to the president. That is working with senior leadership. That is a director level role. Being a decision maker. So think about things like working with department leads to implement best practices, managing strategic initiatives, ensuring timely execution, right? Like you are making decisions about outcomes that matter to the organization. And then building strategic relationships. So are they talking about you communicating with stakeholders, communicating with vendors, developing content for donor communications? Are you seeing things in the job description about providing change management and internal communications that support transitions? You want to look for language that shows that in this role, you're going to work with senior leadership, you're going to be a decision maker, and you're going to build strategic relationships either internally or externally. If the job doesn't mention these things, it's not a true director level role. Don't apply for it because you are wasting your time. But then back to positioning yourself. When you're looking at roles and you're seeing these patterns of working with senior leadership, being a decision maker, building relationships, then again, go back to your five marketing core, right? Resume, cover letter, LinkedIn, interview, four marketing core. If you aren't talking about being a decision maker, working with senior leadership, or being a partner in those areas, your resume, your LinkedIn, your interview, then you're not showing that you can and have already operated at a director level. Remember, a lot of times for women, you have to show the evidence that you can be successful in this role. They're very rarely going to hire you on potential. And so you have to go back, audit your materials. Are you positioning yourself? Do you sound, when you look at a job description for a director level role and you look at your resume, do you sound like what they're asking for on the job description? Do you sound like you know how to talk to senior leadership, like you have been in those meetings, like you are a decision maker, like you think strategically? If you don't sound like that, you need to, again, audit those things to make sure that you are marketing yourself as someone who can hit those three director metrics: working with senior leadership, being a decision maker, and building strategic relationships. And then speaking of strategic relationships, the fourth thing that I'll share with you for positioning yourself as a director is that you want to position yourself as a strategic leader. As a leader, a director is someone who is leading organizations, leading department leads, you're leading initiatives, you're leading communication. And so you have to show how you have already been influencing company outcomes. This is where you need to be communicating your impact. And if, by the way, if you've never listened to I have a whole entire private podcast series about positioning yourself for your higher level role. If you haven't listened to that, you should definitely, I'll link that in the episode description. If you go to hercareerdoctor.com/advance, just the word advance, it'll take you to sign up. You can listen to that entire podcast series. But I share in that series my impact framework. So impact is a six-step framework for how do you identify and communicate your impact. And this is so important if you're someone who's thinking, but I don't have numbers. I don't have, I haven't impacted money, or I don't have percentages. You can still figure out impact in different ways. And so that private podcast series goes into a lot more detail about identifying your impact, communicating your impact, so you can land your high level role. But that being said, being a strategic leader means that you understand an organization's strategy, their ethos, their approach, and you can support, you can integrate a company's strategic vision into the work that you're doing. Being a strategic leader means that you can ensure that programs align with strategic outcomes, that you can navigate internal communication, external communication. Being a strategic leader means that you know how to research industry trends. You can see what's happening and where the company needs to go, and you are making recommendations for initiatives that lead the organization to still be a leader in the industry. So when you think about, again, your marketing core, resume, cover letter, LinkedIn, interview, you have to think about, have you been talking about your accomplishments in a way that shows strategic wins? And it doesn't have to be, when I say these four core, it doesn't have to be every single thing. It's really there should be a few that do this. Because obviously, if you haven't had the job, you wouldn't have done every single thing. But you want to show that you are able and you have done it at a certain level to know that you can do it at a higher level. So on your resume or even in interviews, it can sound like, I developed a new system that increased project completion rates by 30% and saved the company $200,000 annually. You developed a system that is showing strategic thinking. You thought about a gap that the company has and you developed a solution to solve that problem. As a director, you need to be solving company problems at the organization level. And then the final thing that I'll offer you if you're trying to go from manager to director is that I want you to own the title, even if you haven't had it yet. And I'm saying this directly because I have a client I'm working with right now who has been assistant director for about 10 years. She's trying to go to a director level. We're working on applications right now. And something that used to come up a lot when we first started working together is she would say, I feel like people aren't giving me the opportunity because I haven't been a director. I just feel like because I'm not the director, I'm not getting a role. And I hear that fear. But you have to realize that just because you haven't held the title doesn't mean you're not already operating at that level. At least for my client, that was the case. Like, she has moved on from that now because once we redid her resume and looked at jobs, she realized, no, I've been operating at a director level. I just need to talk about it that way. So when you're interviewing, you have to demonstrate that you're already doing the work of a director. You have to talk about how you have already been operating at that higher level. When you write a cover letter, you have to talk about how you have already been doing director level work. Because when you do that, getting promoted becomes the logical next step because they see, oh, she can already be successful in this role. Like, she's been doing it. She already has the skill. And so start thinking like a director right now. Ask, like when you're in meetings, ask yourself, what would a director do? How would a director solve this problem? How would a director make this decision? Right? People are promoted into roles they have already started operating in. You might not be fully operating in it, but started because they need evidence that you're going to be successful in that role. And so your job is to present that evidence in your marketing core, your resume, your cover letter, your LinkedIn, your interview. Your job is to show evidence that you are ready to operate at that level. And so you have to get over the mindset hump of, but I've never had the title, so I'm not going to get the job. No, you don't need the title. Experience is not the same as impact. Companies care more about what you've done than what your title was. And this is why working with a coach is important. When I work with my clients, we don't just use one resume format. My clients always talk about this in any of my coaching programs. I have 4 different resume templates that we use based on the kind of role you're applying for and your history. If you're worried about the title, there are other ways for us to highlight the accomplishments, the skills, the relevancy, using the right template for your resume. And this is something that my clients get access to when they work with me. So plenty of people with director titles don't have the leadership skills that you already have. So shift your language from operational tasks to strategic outcomes. Shift your mindset from, I don't have the title, to I've been operating at that level. And you'll see that you are ready for that director level role that you truly desire. Now, I know that the strategies I just shared will definitely help you if you implement and are trying to get promoted. But if you want to speed up the process and land your promotion with a 20 to 50K salary increase in the next 6 months, then I want to invite you to apply to work with me in my one-on-one coaching partnership, Next Level Career. So Next Level Career is my one-on-one coaching partnership where you get biweekly one-on-one coaching, personalized strategy built on proven frameworks that I have, faith-based support to help you stay grounded and confident as you grow. When we work together, we are going to map out your promotion path. We're going to clarify your impact. We're going to position you for that director level role, and you will get the exact language that you need to use on your resume, your cover letter, your LinkedIn. We will write your resume together. Like, I just did a whole cover letter with the client 2 days ago. We will do all this together in our sessions to help you land your director level role while increasing your salary by 20 to 50K within the next 6 months. So if you go to privatecareercoaching.com, you can learn more about an NLC and apply to work with me. That link is also in the episode description below in the show notes. Again, it's privatecareercoaching.com. I would love to help you position yourself to land your director level role within the next 6 months You don't have to figure this out by yourself. You don't have to keep trying to DIY your way into a higher level role. Let's work together to speed up that process for you. Thank you for listening to this episode. I hope you found it helpful. And as usual, I will catch you on the next episode. Hey, thanks for listening to this episode. If you're ready to stop feeling overlooked in your career and start stepping into your next level role with faith and confidence, I've got something special for you. I created a private podcast series just for professional Christian women like you, teaching you exactly how to step into higher paying, higher impact roles without compromising who you are. Visit nextlevelrole.com to sign up and listen today. Again, that link is nextlevelrole.com, or you can just click the link in the episode description to get started. Your next level role is waiting for you, so let's make it happen.